If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy from MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, the law offices of David Schluter, and Sarah Andreas from Robert R. Andreas & Sons. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show, so we're going to just jump into it. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Thanks again, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is the one-year anniversary. Yesterday was the one-year anniversary of my dear good friend, MegaPro Joe, MegaPro's Home Improvements, passing. So Jeremy and his mom and his brothers are all getting together for a celebration of life, to celebrate Joe's life on the anniversary of his passing. So that's why Jeremy's not here. But at the end of the show, we will be toasting. I have the Joe's favorite beverage, Casamigos Tequila. He liked that a lot. So I got it. This is the bottle, Dave, that we had last year when we toasted him, and I kept it on the shelf in my office, and I had November 3rd on a little sticker, so I never forget. So we're going to be toasting Joe at the end of the show. 312-981-7200. So if you don't drink, get the heck out. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN. We are here to help you with all of your real estate needs. We'll start left to right, ladies first. We have Sarah Andreas from Robert Andreas & Son. How are you today?
I'm great.
Weather's changing.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I'm not a big tequila girl. I will never take a tequila shot, but today I will for Joe.
That's right.
Yep, that's right.
I'm not a big tequila guy, but you go out to lunch with Joe. First of all, when you went out to lunch with Joe, it lasted 5 hours. Okay?
I mean,
it started at 11, and I'm like, Joe, I got to go. 4 o'clock, he's still holding down the fort. Every waitress in the joint knew him. Everybody was honey, right? Sweetie. It was old school, right?
Well, and we had like 500 people at the funeral, at least. I mean, it was...
Forget about it.
It was like McCormick Place. It was
crazy. Joe would like water. It would be like boom, boom, boom. He was a tank. It was impenetrable. It was unbelievable. So what are we talking today?
Today we're talking end of season concrete. How late can you pour? What's the weather conditions we're looking for to pour? And we're also running a special today. If you call Andreas and Sons and you leave a message and about your project between now and midnight, 708-863-5735, you will receive 10% off the price of your project.
Oh, look at that.
Will you adjust it for the setting the clocks back to an extra hour? Because they're going to...
You know what? I will. You know what? Just for you, I'll give everybody till 1 a.m.
Thank you. I'm a big astronomer, big astronomy buff, so beautiful. Do that.
That'd Such be an great. Attorney.
Yeah, right.
That's like, well, you know, technically... We lose an hour,
Your
so
Honor,
would yeah. you please, would
one
it please
hour.
The court if we give it another hour? Okay, so until 1 o'clock, Dave, are you happy?
1 a.m.
I think we gain an hour because midnight would become 11.
Okay. I think we fall back.
Well, I'm a generous person,
right.
so
you
I'll...
gain an hour.
Right, you gain an hour, so they're actually having an extra hour. So
okay, so Dave
Doesn't
picked
it
up.
Does happen at like 1 or 2 in the morning?
Well, allegedly, but you know, you can just do it anytime. It's like you're off by like 3 seconds if you don't wait till 2 in the morning.
Right. All I know is that when I wake up in the morning and I go to my car, it magically changes
the
time.
It's the best.
It's phenomenal. And my phone, it magically tells me. So my watch, my iWatch, I don't have to worry about anything.
Your car too?
My car. Yeah, it automatically goes.
It's amazing.
I don't know. Well, yeah, whatever. So if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
You can give us a call at 708-863-5735. Leave a voicemail. And you can also go on the web and fill out a request for a quote. That will get you the 10% off as well. AndreasConstruction.com.
Michael Houston, haven't been in here in a while. Mike, weather has a major part in your business as well.
We're outside, just like Andreas and son. Yep. Everything's outside. The gutters and downspouts, the roofing, the siding, the you name it, it's outside.
Now's the time to button all that stuff up before, listen, Halloween, we got an inch or two of snow, whatever, it depends on the area, right? You got dusting, it was freezing outside, these poor kids were schlepping around.
Our first taste of what's to come.
First taste of what's to come, tomorrow's going to be 60 degrees. Okay, nice. So this is the time of year where you start your backyard packaging up of all your stuff and you put it into a shed or your garage or cover it up like I did with a tarp a couple of weeks ago. Then it got a little cold. I'm like, sweetheart, I'll finish this up later. Right? So I got about 20% to go my backyard, which will be done tomorrow because I just heard it's going to be 60 degrees. So I'm like, I'm all in tomorrow. So done. So, but that impacts you, right? Frost and thaw, and you don't want guys up on roofs when it's snowing and icy up there.
Frost and thaw and ice and snow. And now since the clocks are turning back, we're even losing another hour of daylight.
Yeah.
But Lindholm Roofing does do work year-round, weather permitting.
Okay.
You know, I'm not telling people that they should do a roof to in the middle of January, but in an emergency situation, we could do it, weather permitting.
All right, phone number?
It's 1-888-476-6337. That's 1-888-4-ROOFER or lindholmroofing.com.
Techs are correcting me, 630. It's not an iWatch, it's an Apple Watch. Okay. Okay, first mistake of the day. Over-under's 27. So, there's
an outside person, a listener, jammed you up.
Two, yeah, one of them right here. It's not an iWatch, it's an Apple Watch. Thank you, 630. Appreciate that. Uh-huh. If you stay tuned, there's probably about another 30 mistakes I'm going to make in the next 3 hours. But just hold tight. I'm getting started. So, Dave, I have to say this. Your mom passed, so I just want to recognize you for that. It's a horrible thing, and I lost my mom. You know that, and so our heart goes out to you and your family. May her memory be a blessing, and never forget. Remember the good times. What my mom told me as I was holding her hand as she passed. So there you go.
Yeah, I had a sister who was with her, but fortunately, as I told our friends here in studio, last weekend, randomly, all five of us siblings and a bunch of grandkids, and we spent 2 days with her. So we're good. We're doing everything Monday, but it's going to be, we all get along. It's just, it's what she injected into our lives was getting along.
Yeah.
So we have no regrets.
And way to power through, because my mom passed on a Friday. And she said, go do the show. So I came down that day, right?
It's better than sitting at home looking out the window.
You got to go. Your life goes on, and you got to power through. So
thank you, David.
I'll be there on Monday. What are we talking about?
This person who reached out to me, he had an as-is sale, which means you're not allowed to hear anything bad. You're only supposed to hear from the broker. They want your house or they don't. That's why you take the lower price, okay?
All warts and everything.
Yeah. In other words, you have $500,000 house, you sell it for $490,000, so you never have to hear anything about what's wrong with your house. An agent sent the whole inspection report to my guy and said, here's why they're not buying your house. So now he has all these disclosure issues. It's an assassination of the value of the house. Normally, you're not told, so you just move on to the next deal. I'll get into it, right. But it could have been avoided. It was a total screw-up.
All right. Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to you?
Sure. 630-285-5300.
All right. Special shout-out to my good friend, Lissa Drews, who's listening. She loves the Blues Brother opening, so figure give her a little shout-out. She has been very influential in my professional career, got me out of a couple of boxes. That is what she does. If you ever need crisis management, call Lissa Drews. She's amazing. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We're going to come back, Dave, with the situation that because it's a short run to the bottom of the hour, then we'll throw it over to you, Sarah, at the bottom of the hour, about a situation that a listener called me about yesterday, about a friend who was in a horrible situation who she told to call me, and she finally did. So I want to talk to the panel about it because it just shows the power of the show. All right. And I knew she was a loyal listener because she said something that I will tease with that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you to Douglas Wilson, Anita Goldberg, Susan Vandervoet, Janet Gooderham.
How many did you pronounce right?
I don't know.
I just hope that Mr. Goldenhain isn't saying
that's not my name.
Goderham. How would you pronounce it? Goo. Oderhama.
Gooderhomer.
Well, how else can you pronounce that?
Could you please call in Mr. Gooderham?
I just keep going. It's all in the presentation, Joe.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
He was the best. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I'm so glad we've got those clips to remind us how awesome Joe was. So, get a call from a listener. Says this. Hey, I've got an old neighbor of mine. She's got a bunch of challenges. So I knew right away she's a listener of the show. And she's like, I'm a huge listener of the show. Listen all the time. Challenge this, challenge that, challenge that. She went on for like 3 minutes. 180 seconds without a breath. Pretty impressive, right? So I'm like, I know you listen to the show. She's like, how? I'm like, because you say challenge. And she's like, right. So a neighbor of hers, because everything's a challenge. It's not a problem, right? It's a challenge. So, neighbor of hers was going through some bought a home with another family member, okay? So, two sisters bought a home. There's three sisters. Two sisters buy a home. Three sisters get into an argument. Ooh. It becomes an absolute S show, okay? It's a complete mess. Now, one of the sisters that bought the home with her wants out. Okay, Dave, been there before?
Oh, it's about once a week.
Okay, right. So now we have to do what's called... So now the other sister wants out, wants her portion of the equity over the past 2 years since they bought the home.
What about the increase in value, too? They ask for that, too. They don't just want the original price, but anyway.
Of course, yeah. So it's the original price plus the increase in value, right, divided by two.
Right.
Okay. So I'm like, okay, no problem. Let's talk about this, right? I'm like, this is what we could do. It's called an equity buyout. We could do it. We could go up to 97% of the value of your home. It's no problem. Cash out refinances are limited to 80%, but we could do an equity buyout. Fannie, Freddie, FHA, they all accept it. No problem. So we dig into the credit, right? Her credit's in the 500s. Her husband's credit is decent, but he only makes like 60 grand a year, okay? So to carry that load, to do what they want to do, and to top it off, Dave, they got a 3% mortgage. So I said, first off, your mortgage payment, based upon the loan amount, is probably going to increase about $700 to $1,000 a month.
For just because of numbers.
Because you're increasing the loan amount, and the mortgage rate is 2.5 times what you started with. So it's simple math. I go, can you handle that? I could probably get it done, but can you handle an extra $1,000 a month monthly payment? And of course, she said no. I said, okay, best plan is, as much as it sucks, because she has 5 kids, right? So I recommended using condoms, right? So that's just, you're welcome, okay? I'm a guy of reason here, Mike Houston. I'm common sense, right? You have three, okay? You want some more? It's like going into a taxi cab and running out, running back in. The meter keeps going with these kids. It never stops. So sell the house, Dave, right? The sister's demanding a sale. She gets a letter from the attorney. Okay, so now they brought an attorney in. So now you know that's on the clock because you attorneys aren't freaking $325 an hour, all right? So attorney's involved. So now they got to sell this house. They got to relocate, keep the kids in the same school district. I said, here, sell the house. Take the money, pay off your debt, pay off your husband's debt, retrench.
Pay off the sister.
Well, the sister's going to get paid upon the sale of the house.
From the closing, I'm just saying. But that's the source of money, right?
Sell the house, right? They already have a realtor involved. Sell the house, get the equity, put the fires out around you, lower your monthly payment about $600 to $800 a month with the debt, $20,000 with the credit card debt, and reposition yourself. I mean, you got to take a breath. You can't keep moving forward sometimes, Dave. Sometimes you got to move back a step before you move forward.
Start over, and maybe
even rent a little bit until the rates come down. I'm not trying to have you lose a loan, but
not about me doing
the
loan.
But I'm saying
no. It's about me helping the borrower, the borrower's friend in this situation, or the listener's friend in this situation, position themselves to be successful in the future. Okay, so thank you, listener. She's listening. She listens every week. And I did call your friend back. I said the easiest way. She's like, I gave my friend your number, and she'll call you. I'm like, that never worked because they never call you. I'm like, text her. Say, Sally, this is David. David, this is Sally. Sally, I think David could help you and get the hell out of the way. That's it. So a learning lesson of the day. We got to hit a break at the bottom of the hour, or else I'm going to call from Mary Boyle, the program director, yelling at me for not hitting the break at the bottom of the hour. The news is next from the Northwestern Message Newsroom. This is Homes from Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We are here today. Jeremy's out with his family celebrating the life of his father, who passed away a year ago yesterday. So let's throw it over to you. We got a foreclosure question, Dave. You see that on the text line? We'll get to that when we go to your segment. So what's going on with the weather? We're still good.
Yep, all good.
We talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. Do you have the heaters, the heating covers, and do you recommend that?
So we use blankets, and sometimes, like, specifically...
Electric blankets.
No, they are not electric, but they use the solar heat from the sun, and they warm the concrete below. So this past week, River Forest, we were working in River Forest, they required part of their municipal code, when it comes under a certain degrees, you have to go lay the blankets down 24 hours in advance before we pour the concrete, so the ground that we're pouring on is warmer. So some municipalities have that restriction, but we try not to put the blankets on top of newly poured concrete. We try to avoid that as much as possible because that could leave some marking and discoloration that won't dry out till the spring. But using the blankets before the concrete pour is a great way to heat up the ground a little bit.
What does that do to the ground? I mean, how much temperature increase are we talking?
Right. So what we're looking for right now is when we have consistent temperatures below 32 degrees for about like 2 weeks, that will freeze our ground. I'm done. We're done. We're done with residential. Then we're moving into serving our industrial and commercial clients.
Got it.
So, and that being said, we do have a couple exciting things on that front. I've been making my rounds all over Chicagoland, an hour outside of Cicero, anywhere from Elk Grove Village to Country Club Hills. I have been going to see commercial clients and industrial clients, handing cold calling, just showing up at their door saying, hey, this is what I do. I could see that you need a new loading dock.
Yeah.
You need a new parking lot, and helping and assisting them in that way. That has been huge. I'm really excited to work with our industrial clients this winter.
What's been the biggest, other than a loading dock that might be breaking down over the years, trucks backing into it, smashing into it, whatever. What other types of challenges are you seeing in the industrial space?
Well, when an industrial factory orders a new piece of machinery, sometimes it comes with a spec plan that it has to have a certain foundation with a bolt design or something. So we will go excavate a portion of their warehouse and replace it to be in the specifications that are needed for the new machine. That's huge.
Interesting.
Ballards to protect people's commercial buildings, especially when you have a ton of semi-truck traffic.
What's a ballard?
A ballard is like a steel pylon tube that goes 3 feet below depth of 3 feet, and then it can protrude anywhere from 5 to 8 feet above ground. So basically it's a concrete barrier to stop any kind of vehicle from hitting your facility.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Some guy in retail who they robbed 3 times in 1 week on the north side, he asked for them, got them in, and then someone in the government said, take those down. And then the next day they came in again and emptied the whole store.
Come
That's
on.
Terrible.
Yeah, Google it. He said, he had them right there. They go, how dare you? That doesn't, whatever. And they go, and they ordered him from the city of Chicago.
How dare you?
How dare you protect when you've already had 2 empty garage sales of everything in your store? This is where they drive the car in now. They're calling it not smash and grab, but whatever it is.
That is what they're...
It's smash... Yeah, it's not car... It's carjacking of retail.
Yes, so...
While they're stealing the car.
Right.
Running it through the front
window. Yeah, because they don't care about the car.
They leave the car there, run away with the goods.
The day after the city made him remove them, he got the... they took everything.
So that brings me... Me and my dad were watching the news this week talking about that. Like, hey, I should start calling strip mall property managers.
You'll be loaded,
Because here's the thing. You can do a cost-effective solution to protect your building with the concrete ballards. Crazy. It's gonna cost less than you think it will.
Well, it costs less than somebody ramming a stolen car.
Taking everything,
of course, yeah.
Which the insurance company depreciates everything in your inventory. It's over, man.
Well, hang on. Don't call anybody in Chicago because Chicago is encouraging scumbags from stealing cars and ramming it into. No, yeah. I mean, look what's happening in Chicago.
They're making it easy.
Yeah, they're making it easy. Why? So let's penalize this poor. This poor guy up on the north side, Dave? Is that what, northwest side?
Yeah.
So we're going to penalize the guy on the northwest side for trying to protect his business, you know, because we're impeding on scumbags from ramming into his front door so they could, in a stolen car, because 9.9 times out of 10, it's a stolen car, because there's no shot they're doing that to their own car.
No.
Well, and also the carjacking car is always stolen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's the double whammy. You run the plate, and it's like been reported.
It's not your plate.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so let's get back, because I kind of jumped over something here. The ground, because on the residential side.
Yes.
Okay, so if it's 40 degrees out, okay, how many blankets do you put down, and how much does that raise the temperature of the ground?
Sure. So we could put the blankets on after the concrete is curing, like in the evening. Sometimes we actually will send someone back at 6 o'clock at night to put blankets over the freshly poured concrete. I'm not quite sure the scientific degree measurement, but it is an effective way to warm up the concrete a little bit while it's curing. Now with the colder temperatures, it takes longer to cure. So usually the day after, in the middle of July and August, we pour a driveway on Monday. On Tuesday, we are going to pull the wooden forms off. Now, we might wait 48 hours because the concrete is so green, we want to give it time to build up its strength before we remove the form.
I thought you said that you put the blankets down on the ground before.
You can.
So
yes.
So if you, by laying out blankets on the ground in an area on the ground that you're about to excavate and then put forms in and put the rebar in and pour,
sure.
How much does that increase the temperature of the ground on a 40-degree night? Okay, it's a 40-degree day, 40-degree night, 40-degree following day.
Sure.
And so how much would it go to 46? Would it go to 50?
I'm not quite sure exactly what degrees it's going to, but I will say it protects most importantly from the frost that will build overnight.
Okay.
Are the ordinances there because shady companies who don't care at all, that the people are standing in Village Hall going, I paid this guy $22,000, it lasted a year. They're trying to prevent that line at the Village Hall.
I believe that the ordinances are becoming more specific by municipalities to protect them against liability.
Well, no kidding.
Makes sense. That's what we're seeing.
X gets a square. Good for you. I would have never thought of that.
Forget about the homeowner. It's about the municipality.
Because they didn't help them how to go through the process. Paternalistic type stuff.
Exactly. Okay. So, you know, a lot of municipalities right now are cracking down on your green space ordinances. You have to have 30 or 40% of your lot be green space, specifically LaGrange. It is a very
Park Ridge also.
Yeah, it is a very labor intensive process to add any concrete now. But we handle that in house. We do that laborsome paperwork, not you. That's the difference.
So phone number
708-863-5735.
Here's my second mistake.
Ooh.
It's bollard, not ballard.
Okay, well, I'm from Chicago. All my O's are A's.
Telling you, we got a 708 English teacher over here that is telling you it's not both of them, it's both of them, okay?
And Bollard.
Bollard.
I was in the Navy. We always hooked our ships up to ballards on the docks.
Thank you, yeah.
Is it Roosevelt or Roosevelt?
Let's not get into that, okay? It's either Chicago or Chicago. 312, phone Roosevelt. Number for our listeners who want to reach out to.
We are Andreas and Sons. You can find us on the web, andreasconstruction.com. Or give us a call, 708-863-5735.
All right, we got Fasano pies coming up. Thank you for the donuts.
Of course.
You brought those?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I smelled and did not
eat. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We have Fasano pies coming. There is a fundraiser with Misericordia that Pete reached out to me, owner of Fasano Pie, Peter Fasano. He's at he's on the south side at a Catholic school. Come on, give me some Southside Catholic schools. Brother Rice.
Brother Rice.
He's at Brother Rice.
And who's bringing the Ozempic afterwards?
Let's not get specific. 312-981-720. That'll be at around the 12 o'clock hour. He's bringing in some pies and going to talk about his fundraiser. You know, I always like to help out local businesses. 312-981-7200. Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're ready? 312-981-7200. Make your pros call, take some photo line. Coming up next, Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Been corrected again. We fall back. You guys corrected me already. Was that number one? I think that was number
two.
That was number two. Then so now it's three. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Mike Houston, Navy veteran. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Veteran Day coming up. 219 texted in. Good morning. I was also in the Navy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your service.
Chocks for tugs and ferries. Thanks, Lisa. You want to take Lisa up on what?
Chocks, ballards, cleats, they're okay. All on the pier.
All right, there you go. Well, thank you, Lisa, for listening and for serving in our fine Navy. So, Michael, so you came out of the Navy. Let's talk about how did you get into the roofing business? I know you want to talk about winterization. We could talk about that. But what made you go from the Navy into roofing? Or was there something in between?
I've worked for Lindholm Roofing now for 23 years, a little over 23, but I was working at an apartment complex out in Bensonville, and I was recognized by one of the owners of the company, and he asked me if I'd be interested in coming to try selling, and I showed up, and the rest is history.
You haven't, and they couldn't get rid of you.
They couldn't get rid of me. They've tried.
They've tried.
Thousands of people.
You've absolutely helped thousands of people. I mean, my family. I mean, you're the man.
It's actually fun. I really enjoy it. I really do. I like heights. I know that's kind of strange. Climbing a ladder doesn't scare me. I've gotten into some precarious positions here and there.
Good for you.
At one time, the owners of the company wanted me to write some sort of a waiver. If I ever got hurt, I wouldn't sue them.
Yeah, going up on that icy pitched roof in the middle of winter, Mike, not a good idea. Our insurance won't cover it, so you got to sign this little form here. So let's talk about winter, right? So we're talking about Sarah. Both of your industries, both of your businesses are temperature
weather
specific.
Permitting, absolutely
weather yes. Permitting.
Like Sarah said, the ground turns it's mm-hmm. below 32 for 2 weeks in a row. You're done.
Done.
The ground is frozen. For us, obviously, you work above the ground primarily. We could work year round, but obviously, the window's closing and weather is iffy almost every day. Last week, we had, 1-2 inches of snow?
Yep.
We lost a couple days. When it gets down below 20, I don't want to send my guys out.
Right.
Too windy.
Wind kicks up, right.
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. It hurts. So we do a lot of work, again, year-round. The window's closing. We're still roofing this week, next week, last week. We're trying to tell people let's get it done now or let's wait till spring. Let the roof you have, if it's not leaking or if your gutters and downspouts are functioning okay, let them weather one more winter before your new roof weathers a winter.
Sarah?
So I'm thinking of getting new siding this spring. Would now be a good time to get an estimate, or should I wait to the spring for pricing?
Get the estimate now.
Okay.
Commit to whoever you decide to commit to, Lindholm Roofing, and do a deposit and save your price.
Okay.
That's another strategy that we're suggesting to people. If you do have an estimate, or you do want an estimate, or you know you're going to shop a roof or siding or gutters and downspouts, get an estimate now. Secure the price with a deposit, and you'll be good.
Are you still seeing the incremental increases that we saw during COVID?
Almost stupid.
It's still.
It is. 5, 10, 15%. We just had an increase in our PVC material, the Duralast roof. We just had an aluminum sheet metal price increase. We've had two or three, maybe even four asphalt shingle price increases. The only thing that's come down since COVID are cedar prices.
Lumber.
Yeah. Lumber. Yeah, lumber. Cedar and lumber.
How ironic is that?
I mean,
they were charging what? It was $80 to $100 for a sheet of plywood back in the day?
We were paying, I'm going to say, close to $300 or $400 per 100 square feet of cedar roofing maybe 5 years ago. It got all the way up to around $1,300-$1,400 our cost.
Come on.
So yeah, so that gets passed on to you. Remember when a sheet of plywood was almost $100?
Yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah,
yeah.
A sheet of plywood is almost $100. Right now, that same sheet is $35-$40.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Almost $100. And now we're paying maybe $600-$700 for 100 square feet of cedar roofing.
Wow.
So it's halved.
10 by 10. I mean,
10
I went
by
to
10,
a,
one
I,
square.
A, yeah.
10 by 10.
Yeah. That's right here.
Yeah, that's it.
It's
yeah.
still a lot of money.
Oh, man.
And that's why cedar roofs are so expensive. A lot of.
Now, what would be the most cost effective roof?
Sam? Asphalt.
Asphalt. Okay.
Asphalt shingle. Asphalt shingles are designed to last.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Hold that thought. Because cedar might be cheaper in product, but it ain't cheaper to put up on your roof. So it's a lot more expensive. So let's talk about that coming back out of the break. And let's talk about asphalt, because you
all
guys
right.
do that as well. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Hey, Ben, could you put like another email in to try to get this rejoin cut down? Like, and just keep sending emails, like every 5 minutes. Just send another email. Hochberg would like the rejoins cut down so he doesn't have to talk about it every weekend. All right, Ben, got that? I'll let you know in 5 minutes. Send another email. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. My sister-in-law is looking to replace her cedar shingles. That's a tough word. Start off. We'll edit that out. My sister-in-law is looking to replace her cedar shingles with fake cedar shingles. What do you think of these fake cedar shingles? The homeowner association is giving her a headache over these fake cedar shingles. Can you tell?
So you can tell. You have to look kind of close or be right up on it, but from a distance they do look very realistic.
Okay.
When we're talking about the fake cedar shingles, we're talking about, you know, like a plastic resin type material that's designed to last 50 years, has some fire retardation qualities to it. Also has some hail resistant qualities to it in some cases. If it's a homeowners association, then it's likely that cedar's required in the entire, if you will, what neighborhood?
Uniformity.
I will jump in a minute.
Good, because a lot of manufacturers of these plastic cedar shingles, and it's not plastic, it's like a resin of some sort.
Composite.
They're going to the association directors and trying to switch them over because...
Cost.
Cost. It's a lot less. It theoretically will last a lot longer.
How long does a cedar roof last?
25
So twice years. As long.
Not even 25 years now, because they've dug deeper into the Canadian forest They've harvested trees a lot sooner than they used to. They're also feeding the trees growth hormones, so you could actually see the grain is so much further apart on these cedar shingles than it was back in, gosh, turn of the century, and I'm talking about the 1900s.
All right, not to be funny here, okay, but you're talking hundreds, if not thousands, of acres of cedar forest.
Hundreds, if not thousands.
Okay. Because I was a big fan of that logging show, right, when they were cutting the trees down. And those trees are 40, 50 feet in diameter. Right? I mean,
they're big.
They're gigantic trees, okay? So how do you force feed fertilizer to trees in that large of an area?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how you can do it well. Look at the butt end of 2x4s and 2x6s, the butt ends, the grain is so much further apart now than it was, again, at turn of the century.
It's steroids like baseball. Mark Aguirre.
See, I look at different type of butts, but you look at butt ends of
wood.
That's a whole other story.
2x4s.
Right. That's whatever gets you going there, Mike. Okay, so we were talking asphalt, right? Asphalt mm-hmm. roof. You guys do asphalt driveways in addition to concrete, right?
Yes.
Cement goes into concrete. Where do you guys see in the prices on that stuff?
It, It's a lot higher than it used to be. There used to be a more comparable cost difference where asphalt was extremely cheaper than concrete, but now not so much. You know, me and my dad were just talking at lunch this week that we had a driveway that was like $12,000 in asphalt and then $14,000 in concrete. What are you going to pick?
Concrete.
I'm going to pick the option with no maintenance, which is concrete.
Sure.
It's 100%. Easy. Yeah. So, and the asphalt season is coming to a close. The plants are open day by day. So we are not even excavating or beginning any projects like that right now because we could tear out your driveway and the asphalt plant could be closed the next day.
Four new driveways in my small subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
I task a mailbox, but it feels more like Medina because the golf course is there.
Oh, yeah.
All concrete.
Good. Yeah. Lovely. I love that.
So when you put asphalt on a roof, it's in liquid form?
No, of course. Well, on a flat roof, it can be in liquid form, but that's kind of yesterday's technology, yesterday's methods. That's
okay.
But asphalt shingles obviously are formulated and cut and nailed on.
Right. Okay. No, asphalt shingles, but I thought you were talking like an industrial setting with the flat roof. You're coming in, the guys are lifting it up with the crane and pouring it and scraping it.
Poured asphalt roofing is, again, kind of yesterday's technology.
Okay.
Now it's more like sheets of rubber or PVC.
You need to tie it down, heat it up, tie
heat
it down.
Heat it up, connect it with screws.
Interesting.
Maybe secure it down with a liquid adhesive, but not asphalt.
Interesting.
And do you service industrial and commercial clients?
Absolutely.
Amazing. That's awesome.
Look at all that we're learning today.
Wow.
What's your phone number? We got to hit a quick break.
It's 1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Schluter, you ready?
Yep, we've got my topic that we had preloaded and the caller.
Right, we got a texter. 312 with a great question. With a great question. That's called a tease, Dave. That's a part-time radio professional here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN. Hey, Benny, before we go to break, send another email to Ernie. Ask him to cut that down. Thanks, buddy.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
MegaPros Joe.
Is the goatee new? I guess it is a beard.
You hate it.
Yes.
David Schluter likes it. Igor likes it.
I do like it.
Judy said it looks like I just don't care.
Judy is right.
There are two kinds of people on planet Earth who do not have beards. Women and children. I am neither.
I think it looks kind of stylish.
What he's got is I was laid off at Motorola in the 80s.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
And within 6 hours of that...
don't even. We took the elevator down together. He hugged me in the lobby, and that was it.
He was gone.
Yep.
I actually was in Detroit that weekend and heard that. I was listening online before he took a nap.
And you laughed.
I was cracking up. I'm like, yeah, show's in good hands. I mean, Wendy's a
she's
fun. Amazing.
Hell of a lot better than me doing this. So, no, it was a great show. You guys were busting chops all the way through, having fun, which is what this is all about. 312-981-7 while learning a little something about real estate.
Rough afternoon, though, I'll tell you that, making calls.
Yeah.
But again, nothing like the family's feeling. But as I sit here in Joe's chair, you don't even want to.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
right,
do our
done?
Topics.
Yeah. All right, can we move on?
Well, it's your
I
show.
I thought I did move on until you like took it back a couple of steps. Are you good?
I was born in Oak Park, Illinois.
312-981-7200. It's MegaPros call, text, and photo line on AM 720 WGN. You know what I just learned? Kleppen, are you listening? Kleppen, are you awake? Don Kleppen, 321. Hang on. Donnie, are you there? He just doesn't want to talk to me? Okay.
Hey, Donnie, pick up the phone.
Pick up the microphone, Donnie, for love of God. What are you listening to? B96 in there?
Sorry about that.
Okay.
The newscasts don't write themselves.
Trust me. I could write them blindfolded. What, you got a Taylor Swift song going on in there? Are you and Andy breaking it down?
Maybe.
Okay, so I heard something, and I need to know what happened. I just found out that your wife is pregnant.
That is correct. Gretchen is with
congratulations.
Child.
Congratulations.
How did that happen? Much.
Well, when a man loves a woman.
Yes.
There's
a bird and a bee or something?
There. Right. A bird and a bee, and they live together.
And then
with some math.
And you use the same
child.
Toilet. And then, bam!
That's
she
right.
gets pregnant.
You get some roof repairs done, and there's pregnancy.
It's on.
Yes. So, yeah, all right. We got married in June, and she's about 14 weeks, 5 days today, and baby's expected end of April.
Aww. All right. Are we taking name recommendations?
Gretchen has the names picked out.
All right. And, David, strong.
That's a strong knowledge. One.
Michael.
I'll keep
Michael.
David
I'm David Michael.
Okay. That's good.
David Schluter. David. Another David.
Robert. David Robert.
David.
Okay.
I would have been a Debbie if I was a girl.
These are good.
Shlomo is another good one.
Shlomo.
That's unexpected. I love
Seven.
That.
Unique. Seven's a good name. That was from Seinfeld.
Digital name. I like a number name. Yeah. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yitzchak, if you want that. That's another Yiddish name.
That sounds like it'd be a spelling nightmare.
Nope. It'll be everybody would know the kid in the class.
Yeah, good luck in kindergarten with that one.
Right. I feel like I'm setting him up for some rough classes.
Total
there.
Success.
Okay.
Club, and I'm here for you, buddy.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Do you want any child raising advice? I've screwed up three kids. I'm here for you.
Please, so, let me know what not to do.
Exactly. 312-981-7. Turn off your mic. Go back to sleep. 312-981-7200. Megapros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. David, you had a for sale as is. A sale as is sale.
I didn't handle it because the other person screwed it up. But go ahead.
But what's an as is sale?
Yeah, an as is sale is you can let the buyer inspect your house. They can find out whatever they want, but you take a reduced price in consideration for never hearing the results of the inspection. The form contract says the buyer has 5 business days to get. They can bring in the military, whatever the Army Corps of Engineers, people in spacesuits, whatever they want to do. But they only can tell the other lawyer, we are not buying the house or buying the house. And it's a thing of beauty because you are accepting a lower offer, but then you're not hearing from, let's say somebody pays somebody $10,000 more, but then they get 16 requests. They may be asked to do 15 in discounts. Well, in this case, the guy wanted that. He was all excited. And instead of hearing up or down, the parties sent the inspection report to everybody before they made a decision. The people did back out because there was a lot of things, but now his mind is poisoned because he now has to go back and disclose. I have this foundation shift I didn't know about. I had mold I didn't know about. You know, a lot of things.
Okay, so stop there.
They wrecked the whole thing.
If you sell a home, you have to sign a sheet of disclosures, check boxes.
Yeah, and he didn't know any of the things that the inspector found.
And if you don't know as a seller, you could put down.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Best of my knowledge.
Best of your knowledge, you do not know.
Correct.
So when you sell it as is.
Correct.
You are selling it. With what it is what it is.
But you're never supposed to hear what comes up because you've already agreed that you're letting it go for a less price.
Correct.
But these people who handled it furnished the thing on a PDF. The guy clicks on it. Summary, 14 things till Sunday. So now that buyer walked. Yep. Now he's back on the market, which he isn't because he has to update his disclosures and spend about $10,000 on the house. So he wasted a month. But I'm just saying, brokers, do not send your seller the inspection report on a paragraph 36 contract. You're not allowed. Neither is the buyer's attorney. I had a Jamoker guy do that one time.
How about this? Don't let the home inspector in if you're buying it as is, where is.
No, they're allowed. You'll never get your house sold. They're allowed to bring anybody they want. They just can't tell you the results if they decide not to buy it.
Okay.
So if they move on and pack their bags, it works so well when people follow it correctly. Again, we're having, you can ask all the realtors, Sarah, everybody who's coming in here in the show.
Sorry, yeah.
There's 20 offers on a nice house. So you go and pick not the highest one, but you pick the one that's as is because at least you know your budget. Mm-hmm. In this case, blew up in their face. Because the agent circulated it to everyone. He clicks on it at work.
Was it his agent or was it her agent?
It was his agent, which is really bad. I mean, she should have never done that.
Right. So agents, right? But we have a lot of real estate realtors listening.
Right.
Do not forward on an as-is transaction.
Thank you.
It goes to the attorney. Just send it to the attorney. Why was the selling, why did the buying agent even get a copy? Why did the selling agent send it to the buying agent anyway?
Well, because they were trying to let him know how bad it was and
chisel. Who cares?
Well, again, malpractice all the way around, not legally, but stupidity. So the poor guy, you know, I didn't represent. I got the call and said, you know, what can you tell me what should have happened? I said, well, you should have never saw that. I'm sorry. My condolences.
You should fire your realtor.
Well, instantly.
Yes.
You could go with like a a robot realtor.
And I love realtors. I'm not saying
that. No, we was got, just, yeah, that's how
that
we live.
That was just a dumb jackass move.
Yeah, and just like any profession, you get what you get sometimes. And but anyway, again, don't be afraid because of this call, this talk I'm giving, to go with the as is. It's written properly. A lot of lawyers and a lot of brokers were in on the current version. It took about 2 years to get it out, and it says the seller shall never be told what's wrong. That way they got peace of mind. They're not liars. They just are insulated. He could have gone on and still sold again, and someone still might have hit him up, but then he would have been asking a higher price than the as is, so he could absorb some of the costs. If they find something in the attic, or they find a, you know, a valve behind the dishwasher's leaking or something like that.
Once you know that you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
That's why everybody listens to the show, so they know. Right?
Amen.
And if you are going to sell your home and you don't know that there are certain things
you're
wrong
totally
with your
fine.
Home, you're totally covered. But once you know,
then you've got to update your disclosure.
Wow.
Even hey, listen to this one. If it changes during the process of the closing, contract comes together in July, you're closing in October. If in September something
flood.
Goes down, yeah. you got to re-disclose.
Wow. Yeah.
And that causes some deals to fail. Or you're allowed to fix stuff, too. You can restore it back. The buyer's entitled to get the same house they saw when they signed the contract.
What was the name of the realtor?
Mm. Yeah, right.
What did her name or his name rhyme with?
I'd like to keep my
house. What did it rhyme with?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Right, just trying to get there.
It rhymed with rhyme.
You got
so
30 seconds.
I bought my house as is, right? As a buyer.
Yes.
Awesome experience.
Yes.
I got a great deal. Right. I came in. I had to redo all the electrical.
You were normal.
Yep.
Right.
New roof on the garage. It was amazing.
But you had the expectations correct.
Yes.
I'm going to get it for $290 instead of $350,
right.
But I might need to spend $30, but you're still ahead.
Exactly.
And
hold
then
we got to
do that tax one, too.
Yeah, we're going to do a text on the way back. Mm-hmm. I got to hit a break here. Mm-hmm. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. David, you mentioned the third sister at the beginning of the show.
Right.
Might three buy out one? Yes, I brought the other sister in. The challenge was the payment was going up $1,000, and the one sister was living in the home, couldn't afford it.
Correct.
So I did try that. Thank you for the recommendation, but she just couldn't afford it with the higher rates today. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Donnie's going to come back after the news, or during the news, with his stuffing recipe.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Text question here. I got my reassessment. Holy smokes. Brace for impact. They now hit the northern. So it's a rolling.
Yeah, they've run out of things to tax. So
triannual basis, right? Is that every county? They split the counties up into thirds?
Triennial, but they're capped at 5% in the collar counties.
Okay, but every county is split up into thirds, right? Is it pretty much that way?
Yeah, they go around, but basically, again, outside of Cook, they're normal. They don't spend when they don't have the money.
What did I say? Triennial?
Triennial. Bottom line is that, hang on for the ride. Real estate lawyers are working so hard now, David, because
sure.
if we just don't raise the issue and it happens like Mount Prospect Des Plaines, Elk Grove did last year, some 35% year to year.
It's crazy.
You are getting a lawsuit from your buyer because everybody knew you had to hold money.
Yep.
I have right now 25 escrow files where luckily we held enough money to handle it so my buyers didn't get buried. But it's... Well, the question is a great question, though, now on the finances of families, if you want to read that.
Text was sent in. David, what are your thoughts on increasing foreclosures due to the general horrendous increase in Cook County real estate taxes, plus increased taxes on top of reassessed values on recent purchased homes? So, hold on. I just want to put some basis on this. My neighbor, I had breakfast with them. I finally got my first one because I built the home. Right, so my first one on the new value. So I was bracing for impact, and glad I was bracing. Okay, my neighbor across the street, his taxes went from $17,000 to $22,000.
One third
went up $5,000 mm-hmm. in 3 years. So, Sarah,
can I ask a dumb question? Okay, so I'm new to this. I'm a new homeowner, but I got my assessment, and it's like $40,000 more than it was before. When am I going to know how that impacts my property
taxes? You need to get on the phone When did you get that notice?
I just got it last week.
Okay, you're good. You have to appeal it now and I'll give you the name.
Okay.
Or we have our someone too, but I'm just saying you have to do it within the time. It's very tricky in Cook County. You have to file
Townships.
While the assessment is out. Right. So I'll give you the name of somebody. They only get paid if they prevail and lower your bill.
Okay.
The problem is it may not come out as good as you think, but you can't wait till the bill comes out and then complain. It's
got to
be in a window. And they put little fine print when the deadline, but I'll give you the number, and you're going to get on this on Monday.
Sure, absolutely.
You have to appeal
the assessment
when your township is up for appeal.
Right.
Okay.
So do you know what township you're in?
Township of Lyons.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good. Most people have no clue.
My friend will know that instantly.
Okay.
I'll give you the number.
Yeah. I grew up in Main Township in Des Plaines. I now live in Northfield Township in Northbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We could get into, you want to cut government spending, shrink the townships. That's a whole nother conversation for another show. But our listeners, so you're in my
Triennial.
Triennial review, right?
Okay.
I guess it comes to Berwyn. It's all the way up on the north, right? So from Cook County, from the line, Northbrook, probably to where you're at.
Yeah, the city's carved out, and then the south side's carved out.
Okay. So you're part of the same cycle as I am, all right? So every third year, you're going to get another reassessment.
Yeah, and the double whammy, and then we'll answer this question about people's budgets and foreclosures, which they are going to come, by the way. The killer is this time around, they're raising the assessment and they're actually piling on and just raising the amount of the rate, too. It's a very double whammy. There's three factors that affect your bill. Bottom line, the question on the foreclosures. People who barely got into their homes, they both work, they qualified. The lenders don't fake loans anymore. These are people who are qualified and closed. They have a budget in their escrow every month. Let's say it's $600. Okay. Well, now when it goes to $900, okay,
No
longer can do, even with their two jobs, they were so tight getting into the house. Or they get a sick kid and the deductible is high, or they have a car wreck where they didn't have collision, some calamity. Bottom line is, yes, there will be foreclosures because the lender will send what's called an escrow analysis out, which means they're projecting what you're going to need. And when that goes short, you short a mortgage by a buck, it's like you didn't pay the mortgage.
And typically what happens is the lender pays, the servicer pays your taxes to the county.
Right.
Then you get a letter, hi, welcome to reality.
You're short $3,000.
You're short three G's.
That happened to me.
Okay.
Already.
Yeah.
Because they're forecasting.
That happened to me last year. I was short $6,000.
Oh, okay. That's even worse.
Yeah, they call that an escrow analysis. Yeah.
Happened to me last week. But I'm only $700 and some short.
That's not
on
bad.
My escrow.
That's not bad.
And if I pay
line,
it, my mortgage stays
the same.
Right. If I don't pay it, the mortgage goes up like $70 a month.
Right.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Okay.
But some people don't even have the $700 now.
Okay. So $70 is a lot. How about the people, our listeners out there who are at $200-$300 a month? Hello, $500 a month if you're 6G short.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the letter, right? You got the letter. You got an option here, Mike. Either give us a $700 or we're going to stretch it out for whatever, $60, $70 a month, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be like, okay, in addition to the $6,000 that we paid out and you're short, not only are we increasing your mortgage payment by $500 because your escrow account went up $500.
Yep.
Okay. You got to come up with the 6G.
Yep.
Okay, or not only is it going to go up $500, we're probably going to jack you up a G note or $1,100 until we get the 6 G's back that we just laid out.
Yeah, because they want to pay it to protect their interest because the interest on an unpaid tax bill is 18%.
Yes.
And so they don't want to get caught in that trap. One last thing also, think about seniors. They've already utilized reverse mortgage, let's say, okay?
Most of them haven't, and they should.
But if they had, but I'm just saying, but even some of that can be a problem, too, because a lot of them require them, they pay their own taxes, even though they have reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Or they haven't done any of that, and there's no mortgage, but they're on Social Security and maybe a small pension. The groceries have doubled, right?
Yep.
Homeowners insurance up a third. Mm-hmm. Car insurance up a third. Medicine $1,000 a month or whatever. So we are going to see foreclosures even with people with maybe a low mortgage balance. They still have a lien on your house. So it's not good, but this texter is onto something. And it's not going to be like 08, 09 where there was a, you know, 1,000 a day or whatever. But it, for people that barely got into the home on their income in the last 2-3 years,
it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough.
Wow.
And in addition to the student loans going back, which David already said, and the credit cards at record highs, and our listeners going out with these short-term high-interest rate loans from SoFi, Lending Club, Upstart, Main One, Main Street. I see it every day. $35,000 loan taken out, payments $1,300 a month. That's the equivalent of $190,000 mortgage
payment. There you go.
Okay, so our listeners are doing desperate things because they're in desperate times, but they're further putting themselves behind an eight ball financially, and they're crushing themselves.
Yeah.
So we need to talk about this after the break. We got Larry in Algonquin with a real estate question for you after the break, Dave. So hang on, Larry. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Mega Pros, Joe Mega Pros, Home Improvement.
Home!
Oh, just improvement?
Just improvement.
That's cool.
You sent me a text Saturday morning. You're doing all right?
I'm doing excellent.
Or were you just intimidated by Wendy Snyder?
She does scare me.
Are you kidding me?
Like, she's professional and she wants you to say the right thing at the right time.
She's got 35, 40 years of experience.
It's like a real radio show.
Right.
I have no business being on a real radio show.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Hey, can you send an email to Ernie about maybe cutting this back a little bit, maybe, so we don't have it going into the next segment? 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, take some photo line. We are here to help you. So, Mike, what did it feel like when you got that $700 bill? What was your reaction?
Actually, it wasn't so bad.
Okay.
It's affordable, not like Sarah here with six grand.
Yeah, I cried.
Okay. This is
so the easy thing to do is obviously for me is ignore it, and my mortgage goes up another $60. But since I took my mortgage out 15, 17 years ago, it's gone from like $1,350 to now $16 something.
That's your taxes and
taxes and insurance.
So Maria Pappas, when she was on last time, our friend, right? Okay, the treasurer of this fine county. The only elected official who I believe knows what's going on and who's honest about what's going on.
She was great.
Okay, she always tells it like it is. You have to pay attention to your real estate tax bills. The largest portion of, and this is from Maria Pappas, the largest portion of your real estate tax bill are the schools.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm all for good schools, okay? But I just learned, they don't need new computers every year, okay? So when everybody else is cutting back on something, the schools need to learn how to be more efficient. So maybe these superintendents that were paying $200-$300 G's a year should go to some type of general acceptable accounting practice class, okay? Or maybe hire a bookkeeper that could go through these books to figure out how can we be as good as every single large company has done in the past 3 years since COVID to become more efficient. How can we become more efficient and lower our burden on the taxpayers? Because it's crushing homeowners in this state. I'm all for paying teachers. I get the pension. I'm all for that. I get it. Okay. But there's got to be a way to reduce some of this overhead. Mm-hmm. And people have to get involved. What's going on with my hair right now?
Well, the reason the counter thing is not to make you sad, but because it's done through the real estate taxes, there's not a real motivation because you're not going to go lose your house over it. It's confiscation of wealth. So it's not in their mix like the private sector of, maybe we shouldn't spend as much. In fact, most of your budgeting people in those institutions are afraid to ask for less because then they'll lose it for the next 5 years. So they go, whatever you do, ask for more. And we'll see where it lands.
That's the problem.
Private sector can't do that, though.
Private sector, it's zero budgets, right?
Zero.
If you don't use the money, you're not getting it. So all of these institutions have to use the money or they're not going to get it. Well, if you didn't need it in the first place, why are we giving it to you?
It's easy to spend money when it's not yours.
Right.
It's very entrenched.
Sarah?
I will say, I don't know if you know this about me, but I sit on my local school board as the secretary.
Now, what are you doing to lower the cost?
I just want to give a shout out to our superintendent, Chris Riviera. He is an excellent steward.
He thinks.
He is phenomenal. And I just think that everybody should take a page out of District 103's playbook. That's all.
Right, that's fantastic. That's encouraging.
Yeah.
Shout out to the superintendent of District 103.
Chris, go Chris. 312-981-7200.
All right, we got Larry in Algonquin. Let's get to Larry. Hey, Larry, thanks for hanging on for so long.
Sure. I got a question. If there is a development being built, let's say it's going to be 300 homes and a $400,000 range, and they're selling them like hotcakes, so you're in at $400,000. Could I buy a home without a need, and get a mortgage and insurance, and go 6-8 months, and by the time that base price house is 405, 410, 425, upbidding, 451, can I make money by just sitting on a house for 3 or 4 months while the development is being built out?
Dave?
You're allowed to sell. If you take out a mortgage, you can also prepay a mortgage at any time. Unless you take like a grant towards your mortgage, then those have a 5-year kicker. But any mortgage can be prepaid, not one day after, but once the processor who got you your loan sells it to the end investor.
Six payments.
Yeah, you can order a payoff letter after 6 payments.
So Gary, here's the deal. Can you buy it and hold it and sell it?
Sure.
Sure. Sure, you got the financial wherewithal to do it. I will tell you this, okay? Look at 2007 and 2008. What happened? Okay, so it's a lot tougher to get a loan right now, right? You're not buying 5 condos with $50 down like people were doing, and then selling the contracts off right before the home came due, right? You know, the right. condo was done and the right. deed was transferred. So if you have the financial wherewithal to buy the home and hang on to it and sell it for a profit, sure.
You will pay commission unless you sell it on your own. And then you're also going to have higher insurance on your homeowners because they know where you live. So your insurance costs, make sure you get a quota before you go do this of how much it'll cost you to insure a vacant home.
I got 30 seconds before the break here, bud.
Yeah, the real question is, can I make money doing it? I know the process to do it. Typically, could I make $8,000? Could I make $30,000?
Larry, it's the real estate market. You could lose $8,000. You can make $8,000. You could lose $50,000. You can make $150,000. Right? If you're not willing to lose the money, then don't invest the money. It's really that simple. Listen, if I had that question, I'd be buying all the property up myself. I wouldn't be talking with you. I wouldn't be schlepping down here every Saturday.
And you do owe capital gains if you don't live in the house for 2 years. So take that into your budget. You have to call your accountant.
We got to take a quick break here. We got news and traffic. Tom in Barrington, Billy in Naperville. Larry, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Hey, Ben, if I haven't mentioned it, can you ask them to maybe cut the rejoins down? Okay. Because now I'm going to forget to bring it up, and then the commercials are going to run, and nobody's going to hear the commercials. All right, just did it. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, take some phone line. We got Peter Fasano in here going to promote. He brought some delicious Fasano pies. The minis, no, I do not have one. Because if I had one, I would have had three. And then somebody would be left without a pie. So I know you asked, and I appreciate you asking. But I like the blueberry, the small handheld ones. But the apple and the pumpkin and the cherry, All delicious. We're going to go out to Barrington and our friend Tom. Tom, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great, David. Thanks for taking my call. So, David, I have a quick question. So we're considering taking out a HELOC on my home and using some of that fund to fund a kitchen rehab on my lake house up in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Now, we're planning on selling my current home and moving to that home here in spring. So my questions are, one, does that make sense? And two, is it possible to have an unpaid balance on the HELOC while under contract? And if so, how does that get paid back? Is it done at closing?
Okay, so great question. So how much is your home worth, Tom?
About $575, give or take.
All right, so we'll say $600 because it's easier to do the math. How much money do you owe on your mortgage?
About $280.
So $280. So you could go to 80% of the value of your house. So let's just say $400. 80%, I'm having a brain fart here, is 80% is 480. Of 600 is 480. So you'd be able to qualify, assuming your credit's good, your income's good, for $200,000 HELOC, home equity line of credit. Does that make sense so far?
It does so far.
Okay. How much is your kitchen and bath and whatever you want to do going to cost you?
Probably about 40.
40. So you're doing the work on the house up in Wisconsin, right? And you're going to finance it through the house down here in Illinois, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so you would take out a $200,000 HELOC because if you qualify for 40 and you're doing all the paperwork and you have a holy crap moment, it's better to always take out the biggest line of credit you qualify for because you only get charged interest on the money that you take out. Good.
Sure.
So you could use that money for anything. All right, so now you take out the money out of your house because it's still your primary residence. You do the renovations up in Wisconsin because it's your second home. And now you want to sell the home down here in Barrington. You put it on the market, okay? And then when the house is sold, your attorney, right, Dave?
I'll be ready to go.
Right, Dave Schluter would order a payoff for the 280 first mortgage and whatever you got on the HELOC. It's that simple.
Oh, easy enough. All right. I thought it would be much more convoluted than that, but that sounds pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. And I would not tell the line of credit bank that you're taking out the line of credit with that you plan on selling the home because that would probably limit your chances of getting a line of credit.
Gotcha. Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the answer.
All right. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. And we're now going to go to Billy in Naperville on line 4. Hey, Billy, how are you? No, I picked up Amy in Wisconsin and said, Billy, you're next. Amy, how are you? You've got an HOA question, homeowner association question for Dave Schluter, and a concrete question for Sarah.
Yes, I do. So we're getting ready to move up to the UP, Michigan.
Yep.
And the house that we have an offer in on, we noticed they were clearing land right next to it off by the lake there. And the neighbors found that we've gotten associated with had said that they found out that there's a church group that are building like a little beach area for kids there by the lake that live in the city. Okay. So they can come in and enjoy the lake. So the homeowners association, though, has that everyone had to sign when they started building in this area, said that that's only for single home occupancy that the lots are for, and so there's not going to be any structure on the site next to us. This is, you know, a wooded, you know, kind of area. The people that own the house now, they only use it as vacation property. They claim they didn't know about this.
Okay, show's over in 45 minutes. What's your specific question?
What can we do? Is there anything we can do since our offer has been accepted now?
Can they back out?
Well, in Illinois, our form contracts have what's called attorney review, and we are allowed to get people out of a contract other than buyer's remorse based on price. So you have to see if your realtor hook you up with an attorney or were they handling it for you?
No, they have not hooked us up with an attorney. So that's basically what we should be doing.
Well, you got to make sure. Yeah, they in a lot of areas of the country, they just the realtors say you don't need one. What county are you buying in? Do you know the county up there?
Houghton.
I would call on Monday. You can Google, there's going to be a Houghton County Bar Association. Because your agent has you moving forward without an attorney, you're a little bit at loggerheads. There's a chance. So go to the Houghton County Bar Association, and all bar associations have a lawyer referral service. Meet independently with that attorney by Zoom or on a phone call, separate from the agent, because you never know. You might be told something, and the agent may want to make you could, as we call it, throw under the bus. And not really, they'll long be gone after closing. So do that Monday morning, 9 o'clock.
Okay. I got a quick question. Okay. You found out about this and your realtor didn't tell you about it?
No.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
They're local. It's a very slow time right now. I'm not slandering anybody. I'm talking generically about the whole market.
Hold on. Stop.
It's
yourself.
A slow market,
stop
Dave.
Yourself.
So they might
stop.
Not have.
Stop. Have you been to the UP?
It's gorgeous.
Okay, yes,
it's Escanaba, beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Okay, my buddy got married up in Leland. All right, I've been up there. It's a schlep and a half. All right, everybody, it's like Mayberry.
Right.
Okay, it's like Sally's been.
Everybody knows
that's
everybody.
Why I'm telling her to go to an independent attorney, finding out
right.
her own.
I'm telling.
I appreciate that.
My point is that the realtor should have told Amy, the realtor from the UP, who lives up there. It's probably six generations deep. Probably goes back to the Native Indians. Okay?
Ozark.
Okay, whatever. Okay, they should have told Amy what's going on, and that should have been part of the conversation before Amy signed the contract.
I'm with you, but that's why I'm having her get legal advice Monday.
Right.
All right, Amy, we love you.
Appreciate that. Sorry, all right, thank you.
Sorry for cutting your question off, but you, I mean, you were going and going and going. I had to
it's
get.
It's different up there. Let's
yeah,
put
yeah.
It that way.
It's ridiculous.
Not moving there by choice.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312-981-7200. Billy in Naperville, you got a question about disputing his home. What does that mean? Billy.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, we're live on the radio.
Okay, taxes are going up for my home in Naperville. The man says it's worth around $700. I say it's around $600. I want to protest. How do I go about that? What proof do I need to take to the tax assessor, the man, and say I'm right and he's wrong?
Dave?
I would highly recommend that you not do it on your own. How long ago did your assessment notice come? Not the bill. The bill came out in May. How long ago did the assessment notice come to you that they're reassessing it?
60 days.
Okay. I'm not. You know, each area has its own deadline. If you want to give your number to our producer, they'll write it down for me, and I'm going to call you on my way home with a recommendation for somebody. Don't do this on your own because you're pretty far apart. The person I'm going to send you to will only be paid attorney's fees if they get your bill lowered than what they were saying it was going to be.
I take a third of the savings.
Yes, of the savings. In other words, whatever you save. This is one you're so far apart that I would not want you to do it on your own. The producers will give me your number, and I'll call you from my car on the way home after 1 o'clock.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, Bill. And the lady had an asphalt question, and she hung up.
Aww.
I hung up. I put her on hold.
That's
I apologize.
Okay.
3129, if Miss Amy, who buying a home in the UP and the realtor kind of didn't represent her properly.
She can text it in.
Yeah, she can text it in.
Text it in, Amy.
Thank you, Michael. 312-981-7200.
Someday I'll sit in your chair.
It's not worth the aspiration. I've thought about it, too, and I changed my mind.
We could do it together.
Well, that's okay. We'll have to get two chairs.
Well, he's
standing. I'm standing right here. You know, like I could hear what you're saying.
Oh.
About replacing me.
Oh.
It's like the Geico commercial with the guys reading the commercial.
That's very good.
And then the elevator, and then the piano falls on his head.
This might be my last show.
No. It might be my last show. 312-981. By the way, I'm hosting Black Friday again because I did such a tremendous job the past two Black Fridays.
Good for you, David.
Wow. So guess who? I'm extending an invitation to Fasano to come down again because I'm going to have a favorite, like Oprah's got her favorite things. I'm going to have a Hochberg favorite thing with small business owners, and Peter Fasano is one of my favorite things.
For our listeners who are not all-time WGN listeners but only listen to our show, you're talking you're going to be John. You're doing the whole deal. The big show. You're doing the daytime.
That would be Bob. That would be Bob Surratt.
Oh, you're doing Surratt in the morning?
I'm doing the morning show.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Right. I didn't know you were up that early.
You could barely dress up for that.
There's
one.
No, yeah. 312.
It's terrific.
312, yeah.
That is really cool.
Well, we'll see how it goes after this one. This will be my third year. You know what they say, after 3 years, things kind of peter off. You can check all the marriage stats. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We've got Robert in Glenview, and we've got Pete Fasano from Fasano Pies. He's got a fundraiser coming up with Ms. Recordia that he wanted some airtime to promote, and that's what we're going to do after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
All right, I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for him. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Magic at Joe Hogle. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's take Robert. Quick, you've been on hold a long time. What's your quick question, buddy?
Yes, my name's Robert. I have a home in Glenview. Yep. I've lived there 38 years. The mortgage is paid for.
Okay.
And a long time ago, I took out a home equity loan, but I don't owe any money on it. And I'm wondering if I should close that home equity loan out.
Is it a loan or a line of credit, Robert?
A line of credit.
You should not close it out. And if you took it out that long ago, it's 10 years. Most of them are 10-year lifespans, so you might want to check to see it might have expired and closed down already without you knowing. Or they might have sent you something, and you might not have realized it's closed.
Now, I'm not sure. You know, are they holding my mortgage on because it's a home equity loan?
They have a lien against your house, yes.
Okay, so, and that, but I'm not in jeopardy because nothing's owed on it or anything like that. Is that correct?
Correct. You have nothing to worry about. And if you want me to come over and have a coffee with you, decaf, no cream, no sugar, I'll be more than happy to drive from Northbrook to talk to you about it. All right?
Anytime. I think you know my wife, but that's besides the point.
Hey. It's a family show. Let's keep this clean.
Do I have to update my title insurance or anything like that?
David,
take that out.
If you close it, they're going to send a release of mortgage to Cook County. If you keep it there, it's already on your title. So, no, you should be okay.
All right, bud?
That's my question. Thank you.
All right, send my best to your wife and tell her I'll call her after the show. Okay, Robert?
Okay.
312-981-7200. Just giving away my secrets here, Pete. I mean, come on. You know, you got a girlfriend outside. I know his wife. Most married men don't admit that on the radio.
Correct.
Especially this one. 312-981-7200. What do you got going on? You Fasano Pies forever. Everybody,
yes, sir.
Everybody in the area who's been to Chicago knows Fasano Pies.
Well, thanks for inviting me, first of all. So I'm here to promote a fundraiser with Misericordia. We are taking orders till next Sunday or Monday, 12th or 13th. It's going to be at St. John of the Cross in Western Springs.
So you have to go there to get the pies?
Well, you order online
from
the Misericordia website.
Okay.
And then you go to pick up your pies at St. John of the Cross.
So where?
On the 19th of November from approximately 1 to 4.
And you do a portion of the sales, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. All portions of sales.
Oh, so you're donating the pie.
A good portion of it, yes.
Okay, so you're just covering your overhead and your costs.
Correct.
And then all the profits or whatever is going
to... Yeah, my family's been involved with Misericordia for 40-some years.
All right. So yes. So where... It's Misericordia.com?
Correct. Go to their main website.
Okay.
And the fundraiser technically is through the Misericordia Women's League.
Got it.
Out in the western suburbs. But it's all for Misericordia.
Okay. And have you been doing this for a long time, or is this the first year you've been
doing it? This is the first one we're doing with them.
Really?
Yes, it is.
All right. So,
we're hoping for a good showing.
And I will tell you this. After meeting you about 10 years ago at Gary Meyer's Live Remote at, I think, Portillo's.
Correct.
In Niles.
Yep.
I'm minding my own business. This guy comes up. Hey, are you Hochberg? I'm like, yeah, I'm Hochberg. He's like, I'm Fasano. I'm like, no way. So, Fasano Pies, yeah. So, I want to thank you for the weight you've caused me to gain.
Good.
By enjoying your delicious pie. Notice, I haven't had one.
Yet.
But I can't. Because if I was
kind enough to ask you if I should bring extras for you to bring home.
And you said, and what did I say?
You said no.
I said no, because I know. I got a Fasano Pie.
But I asked twice.
In my car. Dave,
he likes
to eat
them. No, you'll be on the shoulder before the exit in Northbrook.
I won't even be on the shoulder. I'd pound that driving 48 to 57 miles an hour because I drive within the speed limit, Dave. You know I obey the law.
See a black streak.
And your car changes clock time at
tonight. Automatically.
Yeah.
All right, so this is a great cause, great guy, great company. You've been around forever.
Correct.
And go to Misericordia.com.
Yes.
And most of the cost, whatever you're paying for a pie, other than covering your overhead for the cost of making the pie, is going to help raise money for Misericordia.
This is correct, yes.
All right. And then the pie pickup is, I got to hit a break here, Pete, or else I get in trouble.
St. John of the Cross.
St. John of the Cross.
Sunday the 19th.
Okay.
1 to 4. And we're going to try to make it literally a drive-through.
And so that's next to Temple Beth Israel in Western Springs, isn't it? That's a joke.
It's almost across the street.
Yeah, there's no Jews in Western Springs. All right, so go to Misericordia.com. Great pies, great guy, great organization, Misericordia, great fundraising opportunity. And if they want to pick up a pie, where do they go to pick up a pie?
Piesbyfasano.com, please.
All right, we got to hit a break here. 312-981-7. Thanks for coming down, Pete.
Thank you.
312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home from Chicago on WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for download. a podcast, a previous show. Look at that. Benny brought it down because he didn't want me to tell him to send another email to Ernie. Nice job, Benny. 312-981-7200. All right, let's take a couple of calls here. Leslie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Love you. Love your show.
Thank you very much. We love you, too. How can we help you?
So we have been trying to get or investigating getting a HELOC, and we are in a very unique situation. We have a two-bedroom, 800-square-foot house in St. Charles. And
that's worth $800,000?
Well, if you look on Zillow, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But we have a really hard time getting comps because most of the two-bedroom, 800-square-foot houses, you know, were grandma's house, and they're not updated.
Right.
And ours is updated. Can we use this new assessment that has a higher value of my house to help secure a HELOC?
Sure, in your head you can, but the lender's going to want to do their own appraisal and their own evaluation.
Okay.
So, I mean, you could show it to the appraiser that comes out or to the lender. I mean, I'll hook you up with BMO, and they could talk to their appraiser and say, hey, you know, we've had trouble, and here's the assessed value. But they're going to need to use some comps as well. How much do you owe on your house?
We are probably at about, I think it's like 130 now.
And what's your house worth?
Well, you know, could be 220, could be 240.
Right.
Could be 300, depending the
I understand.
On the market.
Well, here, I'll hook you up with my team at BMO. I'll give them the heads up of what the challenges that you're experiencing, Leslie. And I'll also recommend that you go to 80% of the value, whatever you get. Okay?
Right. To the full amount, whether we use it or not, right?
Look at that. She listens to the show. Exactly. Because the best time to get a HELOC is when you don't need it, so it's there when you never thought you need it.
Yeah. And even with the interest rates as high as they are, right?
Doesn't matter.
Right.
What goes up comes down, and what comes down goes up, and we're not going to be this high forever. So... And it is what it is. I mean, it's still cheaper than taking out a home construction loan. It's still cheaper than putting it on your credit card. It's still cheaper than going to OneMain or SoFi or Discover or Upstart or any of those companies that just want to absolutely break it over your head.
Yeah.
All right?
Excellent. Thank you so much.
All right, Leslie, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, your choice out to Ottawa. How are you? David, great name. How are you?
Hey there, I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Sure, what's up, bud?
About a year ago, I bought a wooded property over in Indiana, 5 acres with a kind of a tiny cabin on it, just to like go on the weekends and holidays and stuff and spend time. And the realtor, when I bought it, had told me that because of some county ordinance 20 years ago, that it was too small to get a legal address. And at the time, I didn't really care and think that much of it. But now, after being there for a year, I wonder if that's even legal or if you guys have heard anything like that, because I sometimes think, what if there was an emergency and I had to call 911? What do I tell them?
Yeah, Dave?
You know what I mean?
You for sure use your cell phone, because all of the fire departments will see where you are at immediately. So that's one thing. Always keep an extra one charged up. But yeah, I don't know the statutes on the Postal Service. They had out here in the unincorporated areas of Chicago something called RFD addresses that are by coordinates. For example, my address is 21 miles west of State Street, and that's what my address starts with, a 21W, and that goes back to the old RFD code. So why don't you call the local fire department and see if it has an RFD address. It's done by a marker of some kind. In Chicago, it's the intersection of State and Madison. So I'm 21 miles west of State and Madison. So maybe they can give you whether that's in their computer. Start with the fire department.
Does that make sense, Dave?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, thank you very much. Yeah.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning Product. Thanks for listening. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Quick question for Sarah. I have a driveway poured by your company about 18 months ago. I noticed there are a lot of black tire marks on the driveway. How can I get rid of them? This is from Barbara. And my husband and I are very pleased with the product. Several of my neighbors have also commented how nice it looks.
Aw, thanks,
so
Barbara.
Barbara. She's got some tire marks.
Yeah, I do hear that from our listeners who've had a couple concrete projects done by us. The black tire marks can be frustrating, but you can power wash once a year. And Simply Green is always a good product if you want to use a little wire brush. But tire marks are inevitable with the driveway. You come off the road, your wheels are hot. Yeah. It's rubber. So I noticed that mine tend to kind of cure out with the sun.
All right.
So.
Simply Green.
Yeah, Simply Green. You could try that with a wire brush. It is pretty awesome.
All right. Before we go to break, 847, love your show, which you know is going to get right to the top of the list to be read. So well done, 847. You and your guests always lift my spirits and make me laugh, and I also learn a lot, which I think is the motto of your show, Listen, Laugh While Learning. Yes, it is. All your guests have different personalities and things to share, which makes the show very entertaining and interesting. I'm especially thinking of Joe Hogle on the anniversary of his passing. Mm-hmm. He seemed like such a fan, warm and generous man. I think Jeremy is doing a wonderful job. I know you miss him every day. I'm sending good vibes to him and his family. Thanks for everything you do, Mary. So that's a nice...
That was sweet.
That's a nice text from Mary as we go into break for the final segment where we take some more text messages and make sure that we toast our friend, his honor and his memory, Joe Hogle, after these messages. 312-981-7200, Holmes Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Mega Pros Joe, Mega Pros Home Improvement.
I do worry about you when I'm not here with you.
Why do you worry about me?
Because I think you'll miss me.
I do.
No, then I worry about me because you don't miss me.
No, I definitely worry about you. And that shirt, what year is that shirt from?
1937.
1937? Yeah. When you were born? You look great.
Yeah.
For 90, whatever the heck that is.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
He could give it and he could take it. One of a kind. That's to our friend Joe Hogle. All right, let's burn through some of these calls here so we get as many people as we can, many listeners as we can to help. Michael Yorkville, what's up, buddy?
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. So quick question, you see all these commercials where they say these guys can steal your title.
Yeah.
Are those only on homes that have been paid off, mortgages clear, or like myself, we have a low mortgage and I'm just going to pay it off as I go? Does that protect me from those people? Because then it's the bank's problem.
Mike, I mean, Dave.
Yeah, what county do you live in, my friend?
Yorkville.
Kendall
County.
Kendall. I know for sure that Cook and DuPage automatically send a certified letter of any activity on your title to make sure it's not some guy out of state. Having a mortgage makes you less on the target, but what I would do is call the Kendall County Recorder and say, do you guys have a plan that I could log in for free that will protect my and give me any updates I want anytime I want to check, and you could just put it on for the third Tuesday of every month to go look, or they may already have the same system. Cook and DuPage obviously have bigger populations, but I would call the Kendall County Recorder and say, what's the portal to put your title in monitoring? We're sophisticated enough around here that they offer that as a monitoring to protect people. You can insure yourself against anything. It's pretty rare. It still could happen. But yeah, why don't you call them on Monday morning and see if they have a login for you to do that. And then just put it in your phone or something to check it periodically.
Hey, Mike.
That sounds great.
I've been doing this 23 years, Mike. 23 years. You know how many people I've heard got their home stolen from title theft? Guess.
Zero.
Correct. You could get insurance for anything like Dave said. I think that's a bunch of crap, right? I mean, you could get insurance for a meteor falling on your house, okay? I mean, you get insurance for almost basically anything you want. I personally, this is my personal opinion, Dave, I think that those the title lock companies are garbage and they feed off of fear, and I don't think they're necessary.
But okay, again, but I still want him to call because he's
the attorney general.
Yeah. Yeah. But you might get it free
general,
though.
I'd look him up.
Yeah, you might get it free though from your Kendall County.
Yeah, I would still call Kendall County. I'm just making a general statement.
I know.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product, buddy. Great question, great call. Dave up in Wisconsin, go.
Okay, I purchased a property on a lake up in Wisconsin. It's got about 160 feet of frontage with two cottages on it. At the time we purchased, the real estate agent said, "Oh, it can be subdivided. Do whatever you want to do," and then talk to Walworth County, and the building person there said, "Well, no, technically, we would rather see it a lot line adjustment. If you're going to do that, then you fall under substandard lot size for construction."
Mm-hmm.
So, is it more beneficial to try, as he has suggested, to connect the two properties together with a foundation roof line? And this is strictly investment-wise over time, or to maintain a 160-foot lot line on the lakeside.
Okay, here's another example. Okay, stop. Everybody stop. Freaking stop. Stop. believing what your realtor is telling you about these about stuff like Dave. This is the third call we got this show. The realtor, unless you're dealing with the realtors on this show, who I know will actually look, okay, go to the, if you want to modify that property in any way, shape, or form, go to the city, the township, the county, that depending upon where you're at.
While you're shopping,
not after you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on properties. Okay, I'm not firing on you, David. Just frost me that our listeners are taken advantage of by realtors who are trying to move property. And I love realtors, and I say that again. I think they're very valuable. But when you get these realtors who are just trying to move sticks and bricks and dirt, okay, and they tell you anything you want, then you close, and then you go into the assessor or the office that's responsible, and like, oh yeah, no, you can't do that.
Another thing is in those locales, again, Chicago area is one of the last bastions where I still make a living as a real estate attorney, as close as Rockford. The attorneys have gotten out of it with pressure from brokers. So it's a shame. I'm thinking you only went to a title company, right? You didn't have private counsel?
It's Wisconsin. Well, most definitely, right?
It was a large real estate agency out of Lake Geneva.
Right, and they had their own title company. So here's the deal. Again, for people who are listening,
no protection.
Just get it ahead of time. And I'm sorry about your situation. You could hire a local. There are still attorneys, obviously, that practice. Maybe pay them a couple hours to make a visit and see if you can get what's called a variance. And a variance is an exception to the law on lot lines, okay? It's called a variance.
Did you call the realtor back and say, hey, bud, what's going on here? I can't do what you said you're going to do after I got $900,000 in this property. Have you made that call yet, Dave?
No.
I went to
the zoning commission in Walworth County, and the guy's like, absolutely not.
Okay, great. I'd go into the real estate office and go eyeball to eyeball with the realtor and say, here's what's happening. Thank you very much. What are you going to do to rectify this challenge that you said I wouldn't have a problem with? Okay, and what are you going to do to help me with the cost to remedy what you said wouldn't be a problem? That's what I would do, Dave. I'd go right to the realtor in the realtor's office with the managing broker and have that conversation. So that realtor doesn't pull the same crap on somebody else.
Got it.
I'm all fired up.
I appreciate your time.
All right, hang in there.
Sweating here. All right, thanks, Dave, for your Mr. Floor. All right, say goodbye. We're going to do a toast at the end. Dave and Manuka, I'll call you after the show. We just don't have, we're running out of time. Sarah?
Okay, we are Robert R. Andreas and Sons from Cicero. You can give us a call at 708-863-5735. Find us on the web, AndreasConstruction.com. And I urge anybody in decision-making power for your facilities needs for commercial and industrial work, please give us a call. We are booking actively.
Phone number one more time.
708-863-5735.
Michael.
Hi. Hey. Hi, it's Mike with Lindholm Roofing. We are your local and good quality roofer, siding, windows, tuck pointing, you name it, on the exterior of your home. You can reach us at 1-888-476-6337 or lindholmroofing.com.
Mr. Schluter, a lot of crazy questions. I mean, this is why we're here. Our listeners are trusting real estate professionals who are in it for themselves, not in it for the person buying the property. We had a Michigan challenge. We had a Wisconsin. This last caller, I thought there was one more. Were there only two?
Well, the bottom line is call your attorney first. But Dave Schluter, 38 years of helping people, real estate, estate planning, and small and medium-sized businesses. And I want to give a shout-out to my four siblings, who I love very much. And we'll all be together on Monday.
I'll be there, too.
Oh, thank you, David.
All right, so in honor of Joe, I just got this great text, 815. I often ride the Prairie Bike Trail in McHenry, Kane County. When I'm on it, I always see MegaPros. One time, when I went past there, there was a guy outside, and I yelled, "Hey, MegaPros Joe!" I didn't know that it was him, but he gave me a wave. Now, every time I ride past there, I still yell, "Hey, MegaPros Joe!" Love the show, Miss Joe. Thoughts and prayers to Jeremy and his family.
Nice.
So, listen, Joe is a great friend. Still is a good friend. I've taken Jeremy under my wing, still check in with Judy all the time, make sure her and her family are doing well. And it was a shock when we lost Joe. I'll never forget the first day I called him and say, "Hey, I'm doing this radio show. I need a GC because I can't fix anything. You want to do it?" He's like, "I'm in." I'm like, well, I haven't even told you anything. He's like, I don't care, I'm in. I'm like, okay. So he was in, and ever since that phone call that I had on the Eden's Expressway, passing Auto House Mercedes.
Nice.
Okay, I could tell you, passing, right, coming up the tower, before I got off at Dundee. That was the conversation I had, and that was the first conversation, and ever since that conversation, Joe and I were like brothers. And when I lost Joe, it still hits me. So, in honor of MegaPros, Joe of MegaPros Home Improvement, we raise our glasses, and we say, may his memory be a blessing, and may we always remember the good times. Same with your mother, Mr. Schluter.
Thank you.
That's what my mother said, again, as I was holding her hand as she passed away. And we raise our glasses, the honor of Joe Hogel, and we say L'chaim. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
To Judy and the kids, too.
Judy and the kids. Thank you for everybody. To everyone for listening. My God, I don't know how he drank this stuff. He used to drink this like water. God bless you, Joe. We love you. All right. So some programming notes. Let's Get Legal with John Hanson coming up next. We got a Blackhawks game tonight, so after the Let's Get Legal, John is changing into his Blackhawks costume and running over to the United Center to do all the United Center stuff. So if you see John running up and down the stairs, say, hey, I love Home Sweet Home Chicago. If you want to reach me during the week, oh my God, I can't even see. 855-56-DAVID, go to 56David.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have an awesome weekend. Go Bears.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy from MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, the law offices of David Schluter, and Sarah Andreas from Robert R. Andreas and Sons. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.